really here.
Fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess this is Dr. Peter Pry, and he's basically talking about the very real threat of a EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, and that there really, of course, is no excuse for the terrible things to happen if preparations were made ahead of time. Yes, the EMP attack would certainly knock out our electric grids. We wouldn't be able to get gasoline because the pumps in the service station wouldn't work. A lot of our cars wouldn't work. A lot of our trucks wouldn't work. The whole delivery system in our country would begin to break down. But there are things that could be done at both by the federal government and by the state and by the local government to prevent these disasters from happening. So, Dr. Pry, what should people be doing at the present time individually to protect themselves? What should the communities be doing? What should the federal government if they really wanted to protect the American people?
Well, let's start with the automobile, the getting the gas. We were about to go into that. And that is a local kind of a solution. If police departments, fire departments, emergency services, or individuals, if you invested in a manual siphon, you know, that would cost about $50, it would enable you to access the gasoline that is a storage concern at these gas stations. And so that would get around that problem, so that if the police vehicles, fire vehicles, emergency vehicles, or your personal vehicle was still working, you know, that vehicle could still be utilized. But you have to buy the thing in advance. You know, trying to get it after an EMP catastrophe, well, you know, the mail system isn't going to work. The car isn't going to work. So a little, even a tiny bit of preparedness can go a long way. At the federal level, I will start at the top and then kind of work down. One of the things we're trying to do is pass the SHIELD Act, H.R. 668, the SHIELD Act. This is a piece of legislation which will, for the first time, put in place the legal authority, financial mechanisms to protect the electric power grid from EMP.
Now, what would that involve? What would have to be done to protect the power grid from the danger of an EMP attack?
One of the key vulnerabilities we have are what are the extremely high voltage transformers. These are the cornerstone technologies of our civilization. They are to our civilization what the aqueduct.
I want to know what's really
Roman. You know, our modern electronic society cannot exist without the EHV transformer. What they do is they take energy from places like Niagara Falls and drive it all the way down to New York City. And then there's another big transformer at the other end of the line that accepts the current down so you can consume it locally. And all of the major cities are serviced in exactly the same way, from huge nuclear reactors or hydroelectric plants or however the electricity is generated. These transformers are vulnerable to the EMP effect and can be destroyed. And as I said, you know, the electric grid and the rest of society won't work without the electric grid. You know, it's a kind of a domino effect. Once you lose the electric grid, you lose the other critical infrastructures too. And it takes, you cannot there are very few spares because these transformers are big and expensive. They're about the size of a house. They cost tens of billions of dollars to manufacture. You can't mass produce them. Each one is unique. It serves a very specialized role in a particular place in the grid. And they have to be custom made. And it takes about 18 months just to build one of them. So if you have massive loss of these transformers, it would take years and years to replace them. And we don't even make them in this country anymore, unfortunately, like so many things. You know, these transformers and the electric grid itself were actually invented in the United States. But we don't make them. There's only two places in the world that make them now for export, you know, South Korea and Germany. And so we would have to get our our transformers from there. So that's one thing. You need to protect the transformers. And it's actually easy to protect the transformers if we would just do it.
Now, how would you do that? Would you put some sort of a filler
on
there?
Well, that's one possibility. You know, it's called a surge arrestor. And, you know, so for $50,000, you can put a surge arrestor on that will then save a $20 million transformer from being destroyed by EMP. And that surge arrestor, by the way, would also protect the transformer from other threats, like cyber threats. You know, there are hardware solutions to cyber threats. These same EMP protection will protect you against a wide range of threats. You know, how would a surge arrestor protect you from cyber? Well, the way a cyber would attack a transformer, you know, is it would get into this thing called a SCADA. It's a small computer that regulates the way the energy goes into the transformer. The energy has to go into the transformer just so, and the SCADA tries to make that happen. If you put a bug into that SCADA, the SCADA can make the energy go in and then
in a mysterious way.
And so the energy within the power grid itself, in a sort of jujitsu, turns the power grid against itself to destroy transformers by means of cyber attacks. But if you have that surge arrestor with a sensor on it, that sensor will always be watching to make sure the energy goes in just so. And so if it senses an EMP coming in, it'll stop the EMP.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
I said, how do I really...
Dr. Stan and guest is Dr. Peter Pry. He's saying that, you know, there have been congressional committees and other agencies that have calculated for 20 or 30 cents a year, 20 or 30 cents a year, a lot of these problems could be countered very, very readily, but we're just not doing it. You have to ask yourself why. And when something is totally illogical, ladies and gentlemen, there's always another explanation. It may not be an explanation that you like or you want to hear, but there is some reason why every effort has been made to block an effective approach to this very real problem. Well, Dr. Pry, before we go on, would you like to give out your website so people would know where they can get more information on this subject?
Well, thank you so much for giving me that opportunity. It would have slipped my mind if you hadn't reminded me. My personal email address is peterpry@verizon.net. peterpry@verizon.net. And I'm giving that out because I've written a book on this topic that I'll be glad to provide to people. It's published now as a e-book, an electronic book, ironically enough, that's available through Kindle and Amazon.com under my name, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. The title of the book is Civil Military Preparedness for an Electromagnetic Pulse Catastrophe. Civil Military Preparedness for an Electromagnetic Pulse Catastrophe. Available through Amazon.com as a Kindle book. Or it's available through me if people want to write to me on my website.
Is it available in book form? In other words, is it available in printed form? Is it simply on Kindle?
Right now it's on Kindle, but as an electronic book, if people write to me, I can send them a book that they can print out. Eventually, this will be available as a hardcover book. But it usually takes about a year to 18 months to get one of these things published. Our task force wants to get the word out as soon as possible, because this is a clear and present danger. Iran has already almost got the bomb. Now it may already have the bomb. And we haven't even talked about the natural EMP threat from the sun yet. The sun can also cause an EMP catastrophe. And a lot of scientists are worried that we're approaching the solar maximum, begins in December 2012 and lasts through 2013. And they're concerned that we might experience this rare phenomenon of a great geomagnetic storm that would be just like a major nuclear weapon going off over this country if that happened. And so I didn't want to wait to actually have the book published in hardcover because by then it might be too late. I want to mobilize and educate people as soon as possible. And this book is basically would tell people, what we don't have time to get into in this show is, to talk about in detail about what you can do personally, what your community can do, what could be done at the state and federal level to protect our nation against EMP in great detail.
Well, maybe we can have another program to do that. But right now, will you tell our listeners about the solar maximum? I don't think most of them are acquainted with that term.
What is it?
I know I wasn't until you used it previously before we went on the air. But what is a solar maximum? Why would it be this specific time, certainly starting in December of this year and going into 2013? What is this all about? Why is there some sort of a timetable on this? And what could this solar maximum do, and how would that be similar to an EMP attack?
The solar maximum happens every 11 years. It's a cycle the sun goes through. And let me use another common sense kind of a metaphor. The sun is just a great big thermonuclear explosion. It's the equivalent of a billion nuclear weapons detonating every second. A billion one-megaton nuclear weapon detonating every second. That's what the sun is. It's an enormous nuclear thermonuclear reaction. And thermonuclear reaction, it's kind of like a pot of boiling water. If you think about it, it has cycles within it. If you've ever boiled a pot of water for tea, for example, you might know that the way the water swirls around in the pot, it tends to have a pattern that repeats itself. Well, the internal dynamics of the sun have a pattern that repeats itself. Every 11 years, and every 11 years, one of the results of this pattern is what we call the solar maximum. So called because this is when it puts out a lot more solar flares, coronal mass ejection, during that time. And these coronal flares and coronal mass ejection, which are huge clouds of ionized particles that travel at a million miles an hour from the sun, are basically thrown off by these thermonuclear explosions. they can hit the Earth's magnetosphere, and just the way a nuclear weapon, when it goes off in the magnetosphere and causes it to oscillate, they can cause that magnetosphere to oscillate in exactly the same way, and it will produce a basically a natural EMP effect that would be like, just like detonating a high-yield nuclear weapon over the United States to create an EMP. Except in this case, if you're talking about a great geomagnetic storm, like the 1859 Carrington event, which is the last time we had a true great geomagnetic storm, it could knock out electric grids everywhere on the planet and also destroy the critical infrastructures that support life in modern societies everywhere.
Well, now, when did you say we had the last one of these? Because if we're having this every 11 years, we certainly haven't had one for some time. When was the last, the major one that capacity to wipe out the entire electronic structure of our society?
Well, the last great geomagnetic storm was in 1859, called the Carrington event. And these great geomagnetic storms do not always happen with every solar maximum, fortunately. If they did, we probably would no longer be a modern civilization. They happen about, the solar maximum happens every 11 years, but a great geomagnetic storm happens on average about every 100 years. And one doesn't have to be a genius to do the arithmetic, and you can see that we're more than a century overdue. It's been more than a century since 1859. So most scientists are concerned with this upcoming solar maximum because we're overdue for another Carrington event-class geomagnetic storm.
Well, now, when is this solar maximum set to occur? Because they must have a pretty good idea of the timing of this. When is it set to occur? Is it this year sometime?
Yes. It'll begin this year in December of this year.
And, in December of this year, that has a familiar ring to it. So basically, the scientists know that this is going to occur in December of this year. We don't know exactly the date, but sometime in December. And how long will it last?
It'll last through 2013. The solar maximum lasts about a year. And so it'll begin in December, and it'll last most of 2013. And during that time, the sun, will wake up. That's how they describe it sometimes, start throwing out a lot more solar flares and coronal mass ejection. You see, it's a roulette game. I mean, it's not that these things don't occur all the time. It does. The sun normally does put out solar flares and coronal mass ejections on occasion, but you have a lot more of them during the solar maximum. Significant spike in these events. Since there are more of them happening, it increases the odds of getting another Carrington event. And there are things short of Carrington, by the way, short of Carrington, that can also cause disasters. For instance, as recently as 1989, there was a geomagnetic storm. It wasn't a great geomagnetic storm, but it was a unusually powerful geomagnetic storm that hit Canada, and it knocked out the Hydro-Quebec grid in Canada. They almost had it destroyed the system in 92 seconds. They almost had to evacuate the city of Toronto. Now, fortunately, it was not a great geomagnetic storm, and it did destroy some transformers, but not enough. It didn't destroy so many that we weren't able to fairly quickly bring the system back online. Some of that we didn't have starvation and that sort of thing. But it did cost the Canadians about over $1 trillion in terms of the economic costs and the repair that they had to do to the grid.
And when was that?
That was 1989. It was called the Hydro-Quebec storm. Not a great geomagnetic storm, but it was just that kind of storm. A storm like that can happen every decade, and fortunately we haven't been hit by one yet because geomagnetic storms tend to hit countries at high northern latitudes like Canada, Russia, Sweden, and Finland. But a great geomagnetic storm, could affect the whole world. And there was a 1921 geomagnetic storm. It's called the Railroad Storm. That was it was 10 times more powerful than the 1989 storm, this 1921 storm. Fortunately, the United States was not yet really electrified. That didn't happen until the Roosevelt administration. But it's called the Railroad Storm because it destroyed electronic switches on rail lines. I mean, it coupled into the rail lines itself, destroyed electronic systems, hence the name, the Railroad Storm. and the National Academy of Sciences did a study and said, if the 1921 railroad storm, not the biggie, not the Carrington event, but the 21 storm, if that happened today, it would destroy hundreds of transformers in the United States, and it would take 4 to 10 years for the United States to recover So even if we don't get a Carrington event, you know, if we got the 1921 railroad storm again, which people think occurs, something like that should occur every 70 years, that too would be a catastrophic result for us.
All right, fine. Well, now what can the average individual do? Would this knock out the refrigerators? Would this knock out certainly their cars? Wouldn't their cars, could they start them up again? What about if you have a solar system, would it knock out the inverter so that you can no longer generate your own electricity? Basically, how would this impact on the average family? Lots of people have generators, small little Honda generators, Toyota generators, or Kubota generators. Would we be able to generate our own electricity, at least temporarily?
There is an important difference between the kind of EMP that's generated by a geomagnetic storm versus the kind of EMP that's generated by a super EMP weapon. And I don't want to get too technical here, but the wavelength of the EMP from a super EMP...
areas of my life that eliminate. You said don't.
Practically, anyway, you can probably buy one at Walmart. And that would enable you to siphon gasoline, out of the storage concerns so that you would be able to get it. And I think every fire department, every police department ought to spend $25 or $50 and have one of these things on hand, so that they would be able to access, the gasoline. You've asked me before about, now, your personal generators. It would be a good thing to have a generator. EMP from a nuclear weapon could damage a generator.
You said eliminate.
That's why it's probably a good idea to have your generator in a metal shed of some kind, a metal shed with no windows. A lot of generators actually come in a metal box. I've got one at my house that's designed in that way. And
what about just a metal shed? Would a metal shed certainly with no windows shield it?
And that would provide significantly improve the protection for that generator, because it would it might not be perfect. I mean, Faraday cages usually are built with seamless welding, so there's no gaps or anything like that at all. You know, you don't want basically the trick is
they want you to be living in the field.
I understand
your generator so that it's perfectly
unreasonable. So that's not an irrational observation. If you've seen some of the stuff from Agenda 21 and some of the plans, they really intend to put everybody in the country. You know, essentially lock them down into urban environments that are connected by corridors where you can drive back and forth, but they want ideally to remove people from the vast majority of the land in the United States, just pack us all into various big cities that are, again, connected by corridors, but most land we're going to leave it free for the animals, birds, and the fish, and rest of that sort of thing, but not for the people. And if they follow that, it does parallel what you see. The essential, they've turned Gaza into
a storm because they don't have the dimensions where a geostorm could couple directly into them. And against most nuclear weapons, would probably be safe. As long as it doesn't have a dimension of about anything that has a dimension that's smaller than a half a meter, you know, would probably be safe. You know, even from a super EMP weapon. However, it's not as easy as it may seem when you start thinking about that. For example, you look at your personal computer, and you'll say, well, the most dimensions of a personal computer are smaller than a half a meter, right? And so the personal computer is safe. Well, that's actually not true, because you've got a plug that goes from your personal computer into the wall. And if you measure the length of the cord, that's an antenna, you know, and so the EMP could couple into that cord and get it to your personal computer in that way.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we hope we can get Dr. Pry back again, because I think there's so much more that you need to know and you need to think about. We'll talk a little bit about the significance of December of 2012. Isn't this a coincidence? It probably is just coincidence that this is when the solar storm is anticipated. They know this scientifically. Isn't that interesting? Dr. Pry, this has been a fascinating hour, and we're looking forward to talking with you again, but hang on for just a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoyed Peter Pry, and we will want to get him back again to talk about what you can do. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of things that you can do. Now, a lot of people in Washington are very concerned about this, and there's been an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to block efforts to solve this problem or to get the information out across America. And here we have to ask why. It doesn't make sense. You can go up on the internet, get Congressman Roscoe Bartlett's complete report. It's over 200 pages. We will have that, I'm hoping, at the conference. Now, we are having an all-day conference on the 21st of October. Our friend Ambassador Henry Cooper is going to be there. He will be talking on the danger of an EMP attack. We hope we'll have a four-tape set at that time. We hope to have Congressman Roscoe Bartlett's 200-page Congressional Committee report, which you've never heard of course you're not going to, because of course you're not supposed to know about this. Let me simply comment. We carry a book called Petrus Romanus. Petrus Romanus is written by our friend Tom Horn. And it talks about the ancient prophecies. Some of them go back to the year 1100. They were repeated again in the year 1500. And there were ancient Himalayan prophecies, Aztec prophecies, Mayan prophecies, Catholic prophecies, Protestant prophecies. And, of course, they all talked about this coming cataclysmic event. When was it to occur? Why was it to occur in the year 2012? When in the year 2012? Why in December of 2012? Now, this is the first time tonight I've heard about this this solar maximum that occurs in December of this year. I will tell you why I've heard this information from some people in intelligence. Whether it's accurate or not, we always have to question. But I was told that a major catastrophic event was going to happen, a major catastrophic event, sometime 1 week after the election to sometime at the end of this year, maybe the first of next year. Is it something we should worry about? Well, there's just so many coincidences. I don't know what's going to happen. I do know that God can use evil people. Everybody takes out of the equation the fact that there is a God in heaven. He does bring punishment to countries. He may use evil and wicked people. But, of course, this whole scenario that's unfolding now, I think has been planned for a long time by very evil and wicked people. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't got our 4-CD set on the supernatural, the interviews with Joanna Michelson and others, you need to get that. That's the supernatural. We do hope, of course, that many of you out there will want to get the DVDs on the secret mystery of America's beginning. Because when America was founded, it was founded by two groups. One were Christians. The other were occultists, who put on the front and the back of the Great Seal of the United States their occult emblems. You will see them on the back of the dollar bill today. The pyramid kept by the All-Seeing Eye, that was on the back of the Great Seal of the United States. It was kept hidden there for 150 years. On the front of the Great Seal was a phoenix bird with arrows in one claw and olive branches in the other. but gradually through the years they have changed what was on the original Great Seal of the United States so it's become an eagle. It was never meant to be an eagle. What is the significance of the phoenix bird? Why was a bird that died and then was burned and then came back to life, and that is what America is to be? America was to lead the world into this one world dictatorship headed by the Antichrist. This is what it's really all about. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Petrus Romanus, written by Tom Horn. You need to get our materials, certainly on the supernatural. And don't forget the October 21st conference all day long, and we're going to have Ambassador Cooper there. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. It's going to be an exciting conference, going to go from about 8:15 in the morning all the way through to 6 o'clock in the evening. And if you want to get rooms, you can get them at a discount right now. And we'll be right back. Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, tell us what's going on. Certainly, the gold and silver were up strongly. How did silver close today? I looked at it this morning. It was over $30 an ounce. Is it still hanging in there?
Yes, it's closed right on about $31 today, up about 18 cents. And gold was still around the $1,667 level. So both have done very well. Even in the aftermarket trading, you see silver down a couple pennies and gold up a couple pennies. So we'll have to wait and see how it was over. But I think they did very well, because early morning trading, it showed that both of the markets were down considerably, and they just slowly crept back. And, of course, we had a nice day in the metals today. But I think what you're seeing in the gold prices is a typical U.S. Presidential election year. And, of course, we have certainly seen a slow year for precious metals. Certainly gold has draw from its high from just about a year ago. I believe after everyone is waiting for the election, as there's many, many things that are can happen that will spur the price to rise significantly along with silver.
Well, you know, it's really very interesting as we see what's going on and try to look beyond the obvious, certainly over in Europe, why everything would suggest that the whole thing over there is going to collapse. Basically, of course, the Greece suddenly has massive debts. It wants to continue the high living standards for people and all the pension benefits and the health benefits and the welfare benefits. And Greece has really been having a wonderful time living on borrowed money. But now, of course, they owe so much money. Their debt is massive. And now, of course, the price of borrowing money is so high. And so but the European countries have promised Greece that they will lend them the money to get out of the current problems they're in. But they've got to promise to go into austerity. In other words, to cut back on the pensions, to cut back on the welfare, to cut back on the extravagant medical care, to cut back on the fabulous pensions that they're giving to people over there, and cut back on the number of government employees. And I think in Greece, something it's like one in every three people works for the government over there. And the Greeks don't want to do that. They say, well, why should we? Why should we lower our living standards? I mean, everybody else is working, is living well. Well, of course, the Germans are saying that's fine, but we can't retire till we're 65. You're retiring when you're 50 there in Greece. So a lot of people in Germany certainly do not want to have Germany or the European Central Bank lend the money to Greece. No, basically, because this is all about bringing about the one world government. There is invisible forces behind what's going on. The Trilateral Commission has their people planted in all the key positions over in Europe. And, of course, they want a United States of Europe. They want to use this crisis certainly as a justification for doing away with national sovereignty and bringing all countries under the control of this centralized authority. And eventually, of course, merging them into the one world government. But, of course, then there's another factor which nobody ever wants to talk about, and that is, what's God want? And what are God's plans? And is he going to allow this to go ahead? Is he going to intervene? Is there going to be some sort of a cataclysmic event? This year has been prophesied for literally thousands of years, at least almost 1,000 years, going back to the 1100s, when there were the Catholic prophecies talking about the end of society as we know it. And when was it to end? Why, in the year 2012, in December. Is this real? We don't know. It's going to be fascinating to see how it unfolds.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stan, our guest is Melody Cedarstrom, and she says, of course, that the major thing we can't anticipate definitely what's going to happen, and we can't. I mean, there are all these various factors playing over there. There's normal economic forces in Europe, the interplay between Greece and the other countries. But then, of course, is the fact that there is a secret society, the Trilateral Commission, controls all the governments over there, working in conjunction with the CFR and the Trilateral Commission here. They're the ones who are really directing all of the events. But then there's also God. What's God's plan? Is God going to bring his judgment upon the world? People totally ignore the fact that if God is just, his justice will not sleep forever. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're simply like a leaf, you know, in a stream, and we can't change our direction at all. We have to go the way the stream goes. But at least we have an opportunity to observe what's going on and try to warn people about the implications of what is taking place today. Now, it seems to me that what I'm hearing is that people throughout the world are very, very concerned. The people over in Europe are already very concerned about the solvency of their currency. They realize it's a fiat currency. An awful lot of them are investing here in the United States, or investing in American T-bonds. And because they're buying short-term T-bonds, of course, they're driving the interest rates down. And, of course, the price of the bonds is going up. And people are willing to invest and get almost no interest, with the hopes that they're going to preserve the value of their life savings, of their currency. Do you think this is a factor, Melody? Do you think that a lot of the uncertainty that exists today is influencing people and what they're doing throughout the world? And, again, if you're out there listening to us and you have a question or comment for Melody, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. But we are living in the most uncertain economic times of your life, ladies and gentlemen. Go right ahead, Melody.
I'm not sure what's influencing people out there. I mean, we certainly, if you looked into the bonds, I mean, it certainly shows that, you know, they want to preserve their wealth and so forth. But yet, when you look at the fear index, it shows that it hasn't been as low since 2007. Right before we've gone into these problems and had a major correction in the market. So there doesn't seem to be really, truly any fears in the market. I'm not so sure if it's confusion. I'm not so sure if it's because there isn't anything that's happening. That there has, when you think about the severe state of financial problems we have in what Europe has, I mean, everybody continues to say, I can't believe things are still continuing. We see all the signs, but yet it seems like things just continue. I mean, it's an illusion that was created a long time ago and still seems to be working quite well for their needs. I'm not sure what's influencing people. It doesn't seem to have, as far as the gold business, we've had the gold industry certainly did have the summer doldrums. That's beginning to turn around a little bit, I think mainly more because of the prices increase. I think everybody knows that this is an election. It's almost, I'm having a hard time finding the right word. It's just like people don't care. I'm not sure if that's the right way, or they're just not concerned. They're confused. We look at some of the signs out there. We look at. different. I can't say that's something that I would want to do, and I don't think it's for everybody, but it certainly, I see that I do believe that there is no difference between, you know, our election. It's just a formality anymore, and there won't be any changes.
And I think it's really so interesting, because we've done a series of programs on what really happened to the Nazis after the Second World War, because everybody knows about the Nuremberg trials, but there were only a handful of Nazis who were actually tried, and just a few that were actually condemned to death. And yet over 6 million Jews were killed. Another, of course, 12 million others, they were Christians predominantly, died in the concentration camps. And only a handful of Nazis were ever, of course, prosecuted. Why was that? Well, because it was something called Operation Paperclip and the Rat Line, R-A-T. You can look this up on the Internet. The Rat Line was something that was created, first of all, by the OSS and by the CIA, MI6, and the group in the Vatican for moving Nazis to South America, where most of the most vicious and dangerous and guilty and of the Nazis were allowed to live out the rest of their lives comfortably. Martin Bormann, Himmler, of course, we're told they all died because that's what they have to tell you. But the most interesting thing, of course, is the story of Adolf Hitler. Well, we're all told, of course, he died there in the bunker. And how do we know that? Why, we've been told it over and over and over again. Well, I had the opportunity to interview a gentleman who had actually gone to South America along with his co-author of a book called The Grey Wolf, and that talked to the people and interviewed the people who had taken care of Adolf Hitler after he went to South America, and he lived in Argentina. And, of course, this is where predominantly the Nazis went, Argentina, Chile, a place called Patagonia. And, of course, it's very interesting. I've talked to my contacts in the intelligence. The intelligence officers have been told to leave America because the whole system is coming down. They've served their country. They've worked for intelligence to get out. And many of them are moving. And where are they moving? Into Argentina and Chile, into Patagonia. And there's said to be even had an advertisement for some time for a woman who was down in Chile and selling property there. And she was surprised at how many people had contacted, literally several hundred people who listened to our programs and contacted Jeanette down in Chile. I think more and more people are going to move out of the country. We're not going to. My wife and son and I, we're here. We're going to, because this is where I think the battle is and where we're supposed to be at this time. But other people are picking up and leaving because they realize, of course, that the economic system is coming down, that the dictatorship is going to be imposed, and everything is in place. Certainly they have their cameras every place. Everybody has a number. Everybody has a card. They have dossiers, a number of different dossiers. They listen to all of our telephone calls over Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N, Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N, they read all and record all of our emails and faxes. Be very careful in what you say. Even certainly, when you have a cell phone in the room, because they can put hardware into your computer, software into your computer, and they can listen to your conversations even when your cell phone's off. This is where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. They can do the same thing, tracking you in your car with a GPS. They know exactly what they're doing. Melody, do you think most people have any idea what is really going on?
No, I don't. I think the people that do know what's going on, I had a gentleman tell me today, he says, Melody, he says, I don't know what it is. He says, I just have this feeling. He says, he's anticipating again after the election. He says, he weaves through information, he analyzes it, he says, on his own, and he says, there isn't any one particular thing. He says, I just feel it in my bones. And I think a lot of people who know.
Give us a call. Give us a call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, I guess is Melody Cedarstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I personally believe, and I've been at this for 50 years, as you know, I personally believe we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis at this time, and I believe because something serious is going to happen in our country. Now, whether that is the financial crisis, I believe the financial crisis is coming. There may be other events that are going to be unfolding within the next months or certainly within the next year or two. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. People have to understand that the average middle-class family has lost about 40% of the value of their wealth and holdings during this last 3 or 4 years since 2008. Almost 40% of the wealth that they had in 2008. And basically, of course, this is all mostly because of the loss in the value of their homes, but then so many older people as well certainly have lost their jobs or they have a job. They've had to take a lower wage and cut back on their benefits. And basically, the middle class is being systematically destroyed in America. What are your thoughts on that, Melody? And again, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What do you think is happening to the middle class? And what do you think is going to happen to the middle class in America?
Well, certainly they're being eliminated. You have the poor that are getting poorer, and even though they say the rich is getting richer, that even that percentage is dropping. The wealthy are getting wealthier, but the group in itself is not growing. But the poor are, and certainly they're going to continue because the middle class is certainly their biggest threat. And I believe they need to eliminate that threat, and that's exactly what they're doing. So their dollars are buying less and less. They're working harder and harder. I have people tell me all the time, businessmen who are working, they have more business now than they've had in the past, but yet they're not making as much as when things were lower several years ago. They're grossing more and they're netting less. Plus, you have prices that are even rising higher. And that is part of their reasons why they're netting less, is because their cost to do business is certainly increasing. And for the individual out there, we have the highest gasoline prices for a holiday, U.S. Labor Day ever. Now, of course, they're going to blame that on the hurricane that is happening down in the Gulf. But again, it's just another sign of what is inflation taking hold, and the U.S. dollar, we're going to continue to see higher prices.
But that, you know, this whole idea that gas prices going up because of the hurricane,
yeah,
that is certainly all a lie. And basically, you know, there's about a 30-day delay between the time you get the oil out of the ground, and then you get it to the refinery, and then you get it refined, and then you get into storage. And they have massive amounts of gasoline on storage. And they need an excuse to get rid of these supplies. And here's a wonderful excuse. The people are so gullible, they'll honestly believe we're going to have a hurricane one day, and that's why the prices of gasoline are going up. Ladies and gentlemen, there's at least a 30-day delay between the time you get the oil out of the ground and the time suddenly it gets into the reserves. And this is simply an excuse. But it doesn't matter how dishonest something is, how unrealistic it is, how foolish it is. If you say it often enough, and authoritatively enough, and you see it on television, and all the experts see it, we're going to have a great hurricane coming up in the Gulf, and some of the oil rigs are going to have to shut down, and that's why the price of gasoline is going up for this weekend. If you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to have you help invest in a bridge that we're building from San Francisco to Hawaii. And it's going to create a great deal of profit, and you should get in on the ground floor. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment about what's going on, we're on the edge of something very, very major. It's coming. I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen. Maybe it's going to be with an EMP attack. Maybe it's going to be a solar maximus. They've known for years that the year 2012 was when the next maximus was coming. But, of course, they were able to calculate almost 1,000 years ago when the prophecies were first written back in 2011 about how this all was going to come down in 2012, in fact, in December of 2012. Now, I don't believe this is God's plan at all. I believe that there are demonic forces out there that are planning on the disruption of civilization. They've tried to do this in the early 1920s by bringing Krishnamurti in as the leader of the world. They tried to do it in the year 1982 to bring Maitreya to power, and they failed. Maybe they'll fail this time. We're in for a difficult time. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-9222. 8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom. We have Gail from Capitola, and we'll get to Gail in just a moment. If you'd like to call us, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But before we go on, Melody, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to learn more about discount gold and silver. You go right ahead.
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website at dgscoins.com. DGS for discount gold silver coins.com. They can sign up for our little weekly newsletter we produce. It has some wealth information, gold and silver, economic report, and also health. So it's a very interesting newsletter. And they can also listen to our radio programs that are archived on a daily basis or listen to it live from the website. And we just encourage people to get their financial house in order, but we can't forget the other important things that we have to do also, along with our food and our water.
Amen on that. Well, let's go to Gail, who's calling us from Capitola. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Gail. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, good evening. I was interested by what you said about how the evil forces tried to bring in Krishnamurti in 1920 and then Maitreya in 1982.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could extrapolate more, particularly on Maitreya.
Well, basically, of course, the Maitreya is basically So Pete, this world leader who's going to create this one world utopian society. And this is a belief of the occultist. Do you understand, Sydney, the fact that there is a supernatural world out there, that many people have tapped into this supernatural world, and they're really working very hard to bring about a one world government with this one world leader? And of course, that was what my Maitreya was to be. Are you acquainted with the New Age movement? Are you acquainted with the New Age movement?
Am I acquainted with it? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. If I could suggest, there's a wonderful book written by a good friend of ours called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. It's written by Constance Cumbrey, and basically it was published in 1981, and I think it was the one major factor at that time that prevented the advent of Maitreya, who at that time they were planning on bringing in. They spent millions of dollars to run advertisements in major newspapers and major magazines all across the world. These people want a one-world government under a ruling oligarchy. Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Well, these are the people who ascribe to the New Age. Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
Yeah, I do know about the Illuminati.
Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
I haven't. I would like to.
Well, fine. It's available. Or if you don't want to put the money out, you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down where it says video. Scroll down to the first video there. It's called Brotherhood of Darkness. And you're going to have to watch me talk for 2 hours. And it was based upon that talk that the book was written. I was approached by a publisher who'd seen the DVD and said, we want to put that into a book. And so I compiled all of the material, and I suddenly wrote the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which takes you into an understanding of who the people are on the other side. And we name many of the
names. What do you mean by the other side? Are they in physical form? Are they in this dimension?
The individuals are in this dimension, but there are people or forces from the other dimension, and they are coming.
And they're
from,
in contact with forces to bring about a one-world government.
Absolutely.
For their own pleasure and their own top of the pyramid.
This is their belief. They believe, of course, for almost 4,000 years, been a move to bring about a one-world government under a one-world leader. Nimrod tried to do it. He failed. And, of course, we get into these secret societies that have been formed over this last 4,000 years to bring about the world government. It's coming to its fruition now, but certainly this is a little off subject because we do have Melody Cederstrom here.
If you'd like
to call tomorrow night, we'll be doing open lines, and I would love to talk to you about it. Okay, Gail? In the meantime,
you
watch my DVD, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and I hope it will change your life, okay? God bless. Okay, that was Gail calling from Capitola, and it's a fascinating subject, but off the subject of our guest this evening. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And although the subject of the other dimension, certainly of the people on the other side of one world government, would appear to be a long way away from my discussion of the importance of buying gold and silver together, why this is all really part of the same movement, a movement to destroy the integrity of our nation, to impoverish, enslave our people, and hopefully, at least some people are going to survive the period of the difficult times that lies ahead by making preparations. At least we hope so. Although in the final analysis, my belief is that the only thing that's going to protect any of us is our personal relationship with the God who created the heaven and the earth. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I agree with you that we can only do what we can do while we're here. But in the long run, we need to know our faith. And so, but while we're here to help folks get their financial house in order. I've always said, you can talk, you can always call it politics, but it's a fight against good and evil and a fight against God and Satan. And so this is what we have, and what we need to do is help people and folks who understand what is going on and what can happen. They need to prepare so they can help other people. And that's what it's all about. We're going going to have to help those, I'm sure, will come to the test where we need to help other people. So the more we're prepared, the more we can do that.
I think that's absolutely right. And ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a difficult time. Those of you who heard our program the last hour when we were talking to Dr. Peter Pry, who is certainly one of the world's leading experts on EMP attacks, he's talking about a very real threat to America that could actually lead to the death of as many as 250 million people in America. Between 60 and 90% of the American population could be destroyed. This is not theoretical. This is not scare talk. This is a very real threat that's been talked about in Washington, D.C., and is never mentioned by the controlled media. And we have to ask ourselves, why? Well, I think the difficult times lie ahead. I'm not sure what form that we're going to see the unfolding of events. Could be a natural, a solar maximus, could be an attack, an EMP attack, could be a financial collapse, could be a massive epidemic, because we know, of course, they're developing all sorts of new and horrible diseases that can kill millions of people, as we've already killed millions of people with AIDS, totally unnecessarily. There is no need for killing off the 600,000 people in America, infecting another million, 100,000 here, or 30 or 40 million throughout the world they've killed. Totally unnecessary. They knew what needed to be done. And they did everything to prevent doing what was logical to save human lives. Another 30 or 40 million are now infected. They're all going to die. And, of course, in Botswana today, where they do routine testing on every pregnant woman. We don't do that in America, but they do it in Botswana. And 46% of the women there, pregnant women in Botswana, are HIV infected. That is either the greatest public health tragedy of all time, or the most successful genocide policy of all time. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you got a question, you got a comment for Melody Cederstrom, give us a call. Melody, what sort of gold and silver should people be getting? How should they be investing? And in what form should they be taking it? Where should they store this when they have it? Go ahead.
I think people need to buy what's suitable for them. I mean, certainly there's differences between people who can have their investments protected by gold and those that are just looking for, you know, some sort of bartering material. So I really try to help people to match product that fits their needs and what's suitable for them within their budget. But certainly I believe the markets are opposed to crash, and I just can't imagine holding any type of paper investment. So that's how we match. We always try to go with more of the U.S. coins, although there are some foreign coins that I would accept that we sell, like Canadian maple leaf, the Krugerrand, or the Swiss franc, and once in a while British sovereigns. There's not a lot of demand for British sovereigns, but Swiss francs are okay. I think the key thing when you're buying gold is you want something that's recognizable and acceptable, something that people are familiar with. Bars, I think, were popular at one point in time when they only started the American Eagle series in 1986. So prior to that, and for the first several years, bars were very popular in the 80s and early 90s. You could get really close prices to spot, and so it was very effective, cost-effective for people. Things have changed. The coin market has evolved. There really isn't that much savings when it comes to bars. And I tell my clients, if you're deciding between a gold bar or a silver bar or a coin, put a bar in one hand and a coin in the other, and which would you choose? Probably 90% of the people would choose the coin. So again, it's recognizable, and we look for acceptable items to purchase. I usually break it down to 70 to 80% gold and the balance in silver. As we see the price of silver rise, then I increase those percentages for the silver portion.
All right, fine. Of course, right now, of course, the price of silver is doing fairly well. But do you think that there is a good chance some people are talking at silver $200 or $300 an ounce? Could it really go that high?
I think gold and silver can do anything. Silver is a little more volatile. I think we'll definitely see 50. We'll definitely see 75. and a very good case for 100. I think as we go through these times and you have a financial collapse and our dollar being revalued, we certainly could see things higher than that. There's certainly predictions for silver up those high numbers. There's certainly predictions for gold at 10,000. But for both, sort of would like to get to 100 on silver and perhaps 3,000, 3,500 on gold to see where we're headed next. And they could rise very rapidly and very quickly. I've just never been one to make dates as a criteria to sell my gold and silver. I think the fundamentals behind gold and silver are far concerning. It should be enough to make anyone want to purchase gold and silver to preserve their wealth that they worked so hard for. So 100, possibly 200 silver, maybe. Any predictions higher than that, I couldn't say at this point.
Well,
I don't buy it.
Well, I think the thing is that what people need to do is to try to protect their life savings. And basically, the older people are suddenly losing the value of their holdings. It's estimated that suddenly older people have lost 10% of the value of their holdings over this last year. And because it's going to increase as we have inflation. We already have inflation, ladies and gentlemen. The government lies to you. I mean, I can remember so well as a physician, we were told back in 1965, Medicare is going to be self-funded, it's going to be successful, we know this, you're going to get your usual and customary fee, come into Medicare, everybody come into Medicare, the hospitals come into Medicare, usual and customary fee, we're going to pay you just like you were getting paid before. This is a solvent system, and so the people, the doctors foolishly went into it, the people went into it. The trouble was they didn't tell you how long they were going to pay the usual and customary fee. They were very honest. We're going to pay usual and customary fee. They didn't say how long before. And within a relatively few years, they began cutting back on the doctors and cutting back on the hospitals. And today, of course, they have a system designed to run the costs up at maximally as high as they can to force doctors to go into clinics where they can be told how to practice so they can no longer look after their patients, but they will certainly take care of you as the government wants, and the government wants to get rid of the elderly because there are too many elderly. We've got 79 million Americans retiring over this next 19 years. And, of course, we let them live. They're going to bankrupt the system. They're going to kill them off as they're doing today in England, where at a certain age they simply cut off your access to any sort of expensive medical care. They're beginning to do this in Canada as well. And suddenly they're doing this all throughout the world. They're going to have to begin killing off the elderly. They know what they're doing. And, of course, the doctors no longer work for the patients. They work for the government. And I will tell you that suddenly when I was doing orthopedic surgery and I could bill fees, you know, but basically had I stayed in orthopedics, I would have found that they kept cutting my fees back further and further and further. But of course, if I could go into working for somebody else, working for a clinic, I would make far more for doing exactly the same surgery. The government is paying the clinics more than they pay the doctor. Why? They want to get the doctors under control so that they can then control access to health care for the people, and they really do intend to kill off the elderly. This is not imaginary. It's real. Let's go to Ron, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Ron. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, just a comment, Dr. Stan. If someone wanted to retire, you build up a nest egg, and you just wanted to put it very, very safe investment, so you put it in the bank, and you just wanted to live off the interest, and you figured you need just to live comfortably $50,000 a year, I figured out that you would need about $50 million put away in the bank at 0.1% interest, which is just about the going rate right now, to be able to get your $50,000 a year.
Well, it's a little bit more than 0.1%, but I will tell you, you'll be far better off to take that money, whatever you have, and put it in gold and silver, because at least we'll maintain its value. that $50 million certainly could be worth absolutely nothing here in a couple of years if we go into the inflationary spiral that I anticipate. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, absolutely. People have been fooled by their pension plans and their savings accounts. They got into these pension plans and they thought it was a great deal. They thought that their companies were looking out for their investments. You know, they were able to, you know, put away a little bit of money thinking the company was going to match. But they forgot about the taxes that were increasing as we go along. And taxes are a lot higher than when they started a lot of these accounts. And not only that, the rate of inflation. And so, I mean, sticking your, by holding your, and you're right, it takes a lot in order to live off interest anymore. You can't do that anymore because the interest isn't paid. You certainly are far better off owning something like gold and silver to produce, to keep up with that inflation. People are going to be very surprised when they start looking at their pensions and what they have and what they're actually going to receive.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, I guess it's Melody Cedarstrom. Melody, one more time, let's get your telephone number, your website out, then we'll let you go. It's getting big, pretty late back there in Pennsylvania.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much, Melody, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr.
Good
Stan.
Night. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, that you enjoy our conversation with Melody. To understand what's going on, we have a couple of talks that were given some years ago, but what they're saying is absolutely correct. One is called the financial tsunami. The other is called the financial Armageddon. There's actually a syllabus that goes with both talks. And then, of course, we carry the book, Creature from Jekyll Island. And then, of course, we carry the little booklet. It's quite inexpensive. It's called Fiat Money Inflation in France. It tells what happened in France in 1789. And you'll find exactly the same thing is happening here today. Go to our website. We have all sorts of books and four tape sets on what's happening financially. You need to read the books that we have carry in stock dealing with what's taking place. But if you really want to understand what is taking place, I want you to go to your computer and type in under Google, YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. Alan will tell you, of course, that the elite want a globalist society, this one world government. Though if we want to create the new society, we have to destroy the old one. We have to destroy the old society, and that's what they're in the process of doing today. And the best way to destroy it, of course, he doesn't tell you this, but it's destroy the value of our currency, which is what he did when he was the director of the Federal Reserve. Alan Greenspan actually, of course, massively increased the money in circulation, knowing full well this would eventually lead to inflation. He will not tell you that, but he will tell you that the purpose of what's going on today is to destroy the existing society. That's what it's all about. Creative destruction. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I need to remind you we're having our all-day seminar on the 21st of October right here on the Central Coast of California. Ambassador Henry Cooper will be here, and he will actually be Hank Cooper, talking about the EMP attacks, the danger of an EMP attack. Lynn Marzulli will be here talking about the supernatural dimension and how this plays out and what's going on today. Michael Shaw is going to give us an overview. He's not going to be talking so much about Agenda 21. He's going to be talking about an overview of everything that's taking place. And finally, of course, I will be speaking on Agenda 21, the covert agenda. And of course, you get special price on rooms if you get the rooms now. You give us a call, you can get the information. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we want to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us so that we can continue doing what we're doing. And so if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. I'm sorry, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And we hope you'll join the Radio Liberty family or certainly donate, or we can advertise for you if you have something you'd like to advertise. But we need your help to maintain this network of stations we have across America. And certainly we have a weekend program. We've had to drop one of the networks there, but we've maintained our most important stations, and we still have about well over 20 stations. That weekend program goes out every week, but we need your help to maintain it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And remember, freedom is lost when good people do nothing. And the price that people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they're ruled by evil men. And ladies and gentlemen, we're being ruled by evil men today. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and our protection.
Be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world, wanting to learn more, to be able to put the pieces of the puzzle together, and then use those pieces of the puzzle in your daily life. That's what it's all about here, and we are so pleased to have you join us today. And I say this all the time, but it is so true. You could be anywhere, but you've chosen to be at the Power Hour, and we really honor that. We want to give you the absolute very best information that we can. In this first hour, we will be talking about the news that really is